I think the deal fell through for whatever reason. I've not asked the boy, I've not asked his agents. It fell through. Man City then asked us, would we still be interested? The boy, if the boy was going to go on loan anyway, he always wanted to come to us. If it was a permanent deal, then of course he had to look at it for his future and everything else, and we understood that. But once the deal had broken down, if he was going to go loan, then we were the only club, he said. And there's still a possibility that we still look at a permanent deal, but at the moment we couldn't look at that situation because of the financial problems and everything else and the amount that they were asking for him. So the next best thing was to get him back on loan. For the player to want to come back to us, it means that we must be doing something right, so that was also good for us. Man City really pleased, and you know, what we've done, because don't forget, a month ago we couldn't get into Shrewsbury's first team. And then all of a sudden, a month later, you know, I think the price was £800,000 or something. So it just shows you that month's experience and playing and doing well has, you know, nearly got him a big move. But basically, for whatever reason, it fell through. I haven't asked, don't really want to ask. It's nothing to do with me. And we're just pleased to have the boy back.
Does it affect how you might use Danny Pugh?
No, because we still needed that experience. We know Danny can play in different positions. As I said to you before, we have one or two knocks and bruises around the place, which is a concern for us, because we've still got to let players go out, and we've still got to rejig it. But we're just slowly building something that, you know, we think is right.
Rodri's gone as well. How disappointed are you that didn't work out?
Very disappointed, because he came in, he did really well, he started so bright, the kid loved it here. He was desperate to do himself really well, and we're just disappointed. But that can happen, that can happen, and, you know, at the start of the season, we're trying to build something, and we'll make mistakes along the way, because we're not going to splash out, you know, millions of pounds on players where you know what you're getting. We've got to see whether they come in, they fit, they do the right thing. So it is a process that we do go through. And then, you know, someone like Kieran Lee, who came in, didn't have the best of starts, and now is being absolutely superb. And, you know, we found him a position that he's really comfortable in and does well for this football club. And that's what can happen. It can take a little bit of time. As I said, unless you spend, you know, vast amounts of money where you're guaranteed that player. There's no always guarantee, but, you know, that's what you are buying.
How busy are you expecting to be in the next 24 hours now?
I'm pretty busy, I hope. I mean, you know, as I said, we're getting offers for players coming in. We have decisions to make on them, but we don't want to leave ourselves short in any place. So, basically, we have to consider everything. And does it mean if we can get someone out or a couple of people out, does it free a little bit of money to go for something else? And that's what we're looking for over the next, 36 hours.
So you're getting offers from other clubs to take your players on loan or permanently?
Yes, no, on loan, not permanent, all on loans. Everybody's quite frightened of this fair play league that's coming in. So there's lots of situations that people don't want to leave themselves in where they're struggling to, you know, to accommodate that, and then there's an embargo put on them until they sort that out. So a lot of clubs are being very, very cagey, and we're no different to that.
Would you expect to do all of your business before the window shuts, or are you looking perhaps at the loan window when it reopens?
On the loans, it helps you. So there is one or two players that we have been told from Premiership clubs that, you know, if they're not sold before the window, then there's a possibility they might loan them out, depending on their situation. So It's not a bad thing to be in. We can look at that situation, as I said, after the window closes, and see whether that benefits for us.
What do you need? Because I'm not going to throw names at you, because you don't give me answers to those. So what do you need?
I think it's best that you look at everywhere. As I said before, if something comes up that you know is better or whatever, then take it, because you'll only be kicking yourself if you don't. So we're looking at it still in every position. You never know what's going to crop up. And as I said, people will come on, they mightn't get their players till late, or they can't get their players, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's still a possibility you might sell some people, because that could still happen, because it's right. But it's got to be right for the club.